used to see them all around up and down. Familiar faces, the soul of Bridgetown. Old or lame, have they passed on? A simple people from a simpler time gone. But who can forget Timer or Sharkey? Or the man who could sing any hymn without a book got free? We just don't see their kind anymore. Makes you wish for those days of yore.
Now when Smokey sings this, Smokey singing Kaiso, Smokey singing folk, or Smokey singing R&B?
I would like to think it's folk Kaiso.
You'd like to think it's folk Kaiso?
Yeah.
So like when Gabby do Hamilton?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I usually annoy people by saying that I think Gabby's a folk singer who sings Kai so well, just to get arguments started, right?
Okay, yeah.
But because Gabbert can sing folk, and folk was a part of Crop Over once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
And we seem to have forgotten it. Tell Smokey, I say stop cussing on the radio. That'll set us a smile for you, okay? Just okay. Tell you, so, right? Water Street Boys on the road. Good afternoon, Water Street Boys. Stanley Screwdriver.
Listen, I wrote Stanley Screwdriver and put it down.
Mm-hmm.
I now started to come down from, I used to come down for 4 weeks.
That's when you're up in Canada, right?
Living in Toronto, yeah.
Right.
And I was now getting the crop over bug.
Right.
I, one day, we brought up some collections from Barstool, myself and Alex Swift, to do a show. We used to do these annual shows, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And initially I was bringing up people, older artists, Mighty Charmer thing, but that wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told us, Calypsonians. I was not yet aware of the draw that Bajan Calypsonians were. But we were going to bring Ras Sali, Matt, by Surrey, Mad, Square One, so on.
Mm-hmm.
Baig and I were not friends then, but my other half and Baig were. So she told me to invite him for lunch while he was up. So I told him, invited him and Mark. Mark didn't come, but he came. When it was time to eat, I said, I normally eat listening to music. What do you want to hear?
Right.
He said, I want to hear some Smokey Burt music. I said, come on, Mom, really, what kind of music you want to hear? He said, I want to hear Smokey Burt music. Those were the days of cassettes.
Mm-hmm.
So I put on a 90-minute cassette. On a cassette player had that automatically switched to the other side.
To the other side, right. From one to the other.
90 minutes.
Man, you're top of the game, man. Huh?
Yeah. Hey, this song Stanley Screwdriver played. Baig stopped eating and tell me, excuse me, you could rewind that. I said, well, you see that song that no play. That got in so much puns I can get all at one time. I won't hear it again. I say, hope you're not messing me. He said, Mom, try and rewind the thing. So I rewound it.
Mm-hmm.
He tell me, listen to me carefully. That will lick up any tent in Barbados. So he tell me so. I say, okay. So I came down from Toronto that year
mm-hmm.
with Stanley Screwdriver on to receive cold response. A lady came to me after one performance and said, you spend money to come all the way from Canada Symbol Tools, you idiot. So she obviously didn't get the song.
The song.
Mm-hmm. Most people didn't, so I shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to do some business in Trinidad later on in the year. There's a place called, what was that place again? Boy, you sing all the old time. Call it so I used to go there. It's closed now, on Arapita Avenue.
Right, yeah, I know it.
Oh boy, old age.
Go ahead, mine too, because I could see the place and I can't call the name, yeah, go ahead.
I went there one day for lunch with the late Bobby Pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And he told the guy, there's a Calypsonian from Barbados. Yeah, you want to give him a little pick?
Mm-hmm.
The guy asked my name. He said, well, I never heard of him. Which is true.
The Mass Camp?
Mass Camp.
The Mass Camp.
And the guy said, you have any music? I said, well, I'm passing tomorrow. I'll drop off a cassette. But he wasn't too enthused.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to speak as quickly as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, we dropped off the tape.
Mm-hmm.
The man called in the middle of the night, "Oh, God, listen, I don't have much money, right? But you think you'll come through Friday evening and do a song or two?" So Bobby now comes on the phone. Bobby said, "Well, you got to pay." Mm-hmm. He said, "But listen, man, let the man just come through and say, we'll give him a little something." Bobby said, "No, we want dinner for three." That was Bobby, his wife, and myself. "And you got to get some money." He said, "We work out something, man. Bring down the man. I want to hit the man. Sweet." So I went down. I was very nervous. In the audience waiting to sing was Lord Blakey, somebody I grew up and hear about. There was the old man that died, Pretender. And there was another guy that died in a taxi one day going home. He had his song about computer. Oh, Lord.
You sure he died in the car going home, or he was there fixing somebody's car?
No, he died
in the car?
In the taxi going home. Okay. When he got to stop, the driver said, "Buddy, you're home." And the relative was gone. Anyhow, he's never come back.
Mm-hmm.
So all these men there, and I'm nervous. I had a song called Trini's Jam and Bajan Songs, which I did first. I got a nice applause because that's the time when I had the Bajan invasion.
Invasion, right.
Boy, and Stanley Screwdriver start. I'm still nervous. And the man that introduced me could not remember my name.
Right.
He said, "Man, he's family to somebody big from Barbados. I can't remember his name. He's family to Natalie." And man says, "Just let the man sing now, man." And I started Stanley Screwdriver. At the end of the first chorus, the one thing I wanted to hear was shouted from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
"Kaiso!" I got three encores for Stanley Screwdriver. Plastic bag turned up in Trinidad the next day, and the man that brought him from the airport tell him, "Boy, all they hear about Kaiser, boy. Listen, a Bajan man done mass camp pub last night. The man gets so many encores, they want him back again next weekend." Boy asked, he said, "I don't know his name, Smokey something." Boy called me and tell me, "What happened?" I said, "Boy, Stanley Screwdriver worked down here." You know?
You mentioned earlier, Smokes, that it's the appreciation of Kaiso that comes from being in the art form almost from the start of
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
So nuances, use of language, and of course, double entendre that we're talking about.
But Trinis love double entendre.
They like poking Calypsonians and politicians in their eye too,
no
straight
Taylor.
Up to your face.
You remember that song, No Taylor?
Yeah.
I have a doctor,
mm-hmm.
I have a lawyer, I have a something, but I have no
tailor.
Oh, Lord, man. Trinis have a whole different appreciation of Kaiso. You see, when I sang in
they Trini, laugh at themselves a lot.
Right. Bajans cannot laugh at themselves. I remember.
You're going to get through here, you know.
Sorry. I realized that Bajans, no, I just speaking truth. Bajans, when you go on stage, I can stand on stage and hear somebody, "I don't like you at all.
Yeah.
You go to Trinidad, they know who he is, they just want to hear what
you're singing. Yep, agreed.
They're not interested if they
And here's the thing about the Trinidadian crowd that I think a lot of people don't understand or appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
They boo you today.
Exactly.
And tomorrow, you get four encores and they forget about booing you yesterday.
Or the other way around. Yes.
You get, according to Mrs. Lady, they hail you and then they nail you. Mrs. Yeah. That's what she said.
Right. The clear skin.
Yeah, the nice lady. Girl.
Yeah.
Fireworks, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Dennis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, I just want to start with Smokey, with the furniture. You know?
Furniture. Pronounce the thing properly, man. Furniture.
Yeah, because the reason being the Trinidadians is very soft. Almost non-existent.
Yeah, correct.
You got a place like when it was there, you got a place called Sinbad, you know? It's V-A-R-W-V-S, but the R is not, they say Bab, you know? They say Babs.
Right.
Or Barbados is Barbados.
It's Barbados. You're from Barbados.
probably the R is non-existent, right?
Guyanese and Bajans drag the R a little bit.
Yeah.
A little, yeah.
Slur the R a little bit.
And probably the Jamaicans to a lesser extent, you know, the Jamaicans do. Trinidad
is soften.
Yeah, soften or to non-existent.
There's a place, go ahead.
Yeah, as it relates to these, you play on Tom, they have a Californian that is one of my female Californians in Trinidad, you know, but she's not popular. And she just won a title, I think, this year, Sexy Susie. Mm-hmm. You ever heard her?
Yes. Yes.
She has a song called Bending Steel. If you hear that song is so sweet. It can be played in the church. You can play in the church.
Well,
it goes way over your head.
Right. You think it goes over there.
But as you see her perform it, I think some type of coagulation was started. This woman is, and she is beyond that line. She's one of the better female or better Californians that is on that line. Mm-hmm. Another guy is Rio.
Rio is real. Listen, and if you want to. Trinidad Rio, if you want to hear, taking it to the limit, the poor man's furniture shop.
Right.
Okay, the man say, I build toufets and buffets with no drawers.
Yeah,
all right, and going down the line, you know, cabinets and things with no drawers. But when he dropped the line on you, right? Yeah. But he say, I see the United Sisters sitting down on one of my toufets with no drawers. He had one looking for cups.
Yeah, a big word man.
Right.
Big word.
Please put the R in it before we take we off the radio. Big word man. Although when he sang the song, he didn't say, he dropped the R just like Trinidad. Yeah. Big word man. Yeah, big word.
You live in Trinidad for a while, right, Dennis?
Yeah, I have a little bit of a root in me, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I grew up in Woodbrook, yes.
Really?
63 Traggery Road, Woodbrook. Right in between St. James and Paris, being on the main road just before the Carnage Go Marabal.
I had in-laws.
Thank you, sir.
Number 50, Robert Street.
Well, you'd be behind my back.
The instance.
Yeah.
You'd be behind my back.
But I spent quite some time in an area called Chamfleur.
Chamfleur. Chamfleur. Chamfleur.
That's where you're French.
That's where the French comes in, yes.
Chamfleur.
Chamfleur. Yeah. Are you going to the Quaise? You're going to San Juan? Because you can't say you're going to San Juan. There ain't no way you're going.
You see Quaise? You know how to spell Quaise?
Oh, man, yes. C-H-O-I-S-W-E-R-E-D-I.
I saw that last year and I could not understand how that could be Quaise.
C-R-O-I-S-W-E-W.
Quaise.
Yeah. Trying to spell it.
Yeah, may I come in here now?
Yeah. Yes, please, sir.
Right.
You're please, sorry.
As it relates what Glenn was saying, right? I can remember a couple of years ago, a top music man in Barbados that is right. Also, he got the degrees in music, and he wrote a song for his son, right? Which is a junior Calypso monarch, right? And I saw the son struggling, right? Because the song was in proper English. And he was struggling to get into the bars. A young lady came, he came second, and she came first. Because her song had in dialect. Right. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I told man, that if you had put some dialect in that song,
correct.
He would have won.
Correct.
But he dismissed me because he got this big degree in music and all. Because the music is the milk calypso is the music is designed for the language.
Yeah.
And you are saying the dub is designed for the... you got to train some Jamaican dub language in it. You just can't sing this 100% Bajan like we're going to sing. Because you're going to run yourself out singing this fool if you want 100% Bajan. I don't go in for that. You're going to run yourself in problems with calypso.
If you try to, that's correct. Don't go to Dingle because I ain't think that can slide off the tongue easily either. But what I'm saying is, the art form has changed over the years because each Caribbean island has taken the calypso and married it into their language.
Exactly.
So. The Vincy's, St. Lucians, you get Creole thrown in there. Antigua would have their own way of using it. It's like when Byron Lee and the Dragonaires tried to do a calypso. They gotta get somebody else to sing it other than the regular
It's
not gonna work. It's not gonna work. Or you go to any of the other islands. If you go Cayman Islands, I mean, you got Kaiso all up and down the Caribbean, but everybody drops their own native language into it, because exactly. That's what gets the public going. To truly appreciate your country and your people, you got to go outside.
Exactly.
You got to leave the confines of where you are and not try to be assimilated where you're going, but to carry your uniqueness with you wherever you are and let it shine. And one of the challenges faced by Calypsonians like you, Smoke, and that's why I wanted you here, is this. When you've used your experience in singing to audiences elsewhere, and you bring it back here to show how you can use nuances, you can use connectivity with your public because of what you sing and what you do to reach them, people then make remarks that ain't got nothing to do with your music at all.
Exactly.
It has to do with your persona. You know, and the overcoming those challenges is something I want to ask you about, because you've had to do this, I think, more than most of the other Calypsonians that I've sat across here and talked to from time to time. I remember on more than one occasion sitting backstage or standing backstage and watching you perform. And I could tell when Smokey was comfortable with what he did and when you felt I was a little uncomfortable. What sets that trigger off when you go out on stage, Smoke?
I think sometimes they overreact to the fact that...
Says the man who just overreacted while talking to you. Yeah, go ahead.
Overreact sometimes to the fact that people were not warm towards me.
Mm-hmm. And you feel it when you step on stage?
Yes, yes. You know, somebody sings before you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this loud, warm applause.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next man, da-da-da-da-da, mm-hmm. Smokey Burt.
Right.
And there's
A hush, a fall.
A cool
breeze blows across the stage.
We got a clap for you, all right, let me...
Okay.
Right?
How long before you leave?
There was a year when I was sick, when my face was swollen.
Right.
Pre-cancer diagnosis.
Right.
I sang a song, I can't even remember the name of the song, but I was predicting things, and I got someone to walk it. I was at semifinals.
At the gym.
At gym. Yeah. And I got Troy Special to walk to me with a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
And
they
said, look,
I got the results. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that's correct.
And
I remember
the
that.
Whole gym went nuts.
I remember that.
That was one of the first times I ever got a warm, what you call a cliche, rousing applause.
Yeah, I remember that.
And when I went backstage, everybody asked, what happened out there? I said, I don't know. Alf was the MC.
Yeah.
And Alf came in 5 minutes later and said, look, people still hollering for you, you know? I had to introduce his next singer, and people still...
And people still... So you have to bring them now. Yeah. I remember when things went wrong on stage.
That was...
But
one side of the band was playing.
And you couldn't hear the other.
And the other side was playing. There were two different rhythms.
Rhythms, that's correct.
Right? And I was standing over here and start singing. That's the year I had the song, I with the NCF.
I with the NCF this year, right.
So I was singing over here and I in time.
Mm-hmm.
So when I walk over here, all of a sudden the band ahead of me.
Right.
So I scrum. I said, what happened here? So it's crumbling to catch up. But when I come back away, you know, I heard it.
Yeah, heard it again.
And then, you know, I start to forget words.
Yeah.
Because you can't understand what's going on.
When things like that happen, and the tension backstage builds, what makes Smokey say, you know what, I want to do this again, I'm going to do this again, win, lose, or draw?
You got to do it over, because you know that was not you the first time around.
Right.
But, you know, doing over a song,
it's never the same. The vibe gone.
Vibe gone.
Yeah.
You know, because people say, no, we're wrong here.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember one night sitting in, I think it was finals, at Kensington. And I watched a good friend of yours on stage, Colin Spencer.
Yeah.
And I said to Carol, who was co-hosting with me, I say, something wrong with Colin. Colin ain't feeling this. He just going through the motions.
Something happens. I think you over-prepare yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen, I can tell you something quickly. The first year that I went to semifinals, they were still doing semifinals at East Coast.
At East Coast. Yeah, that was the year they merged the party and the semis to try and get the best of both worlds, right?
I had a song called Calypso. You have to let me know. My friends say let you go, but I don't see it so, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is how the MC introduced me. I'm ready. I'm really primed to go. I got went over this crowd. The MC said, ladies and gentlemen, this next man live in Canada here. Done off. Could not get by that vibe at all. So something has a lot to do with how you're introduced, right? It has a lot to do with. I sang a song one night, and it took a while before the crowd warmed up to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a line about a certain politician whose sexual preference was, I don't know, it's a Lutu call. I don't know if he was doing these things. And there was this fella talking to him. The fella was handsome.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, get down behind me, Satan. And the tent
went crazy.
Oh, Lord. And they got encore off of that
one line. It only takes a line.
You understand?
It only takes a line.
I sang about another person in that same song. When I got the encore and I come out, I sang about another person whose sexual preference again was a little bit. And I said, oh, a bee sting me.
And nobody said nothing?
What?
Oh, I just waited.
I was told the person roll all over the ground. A bee sting me and I something. You know, so.
You like to skate on the edge.
Yes, but I don't really offend people. Anything that I sing, I can defend. It's on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
My political durantown is on. Mm-hmm. I have a song called Big Breed Folk Off.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. About 5 years after I sang that song, I sat down one and I had a smoking word. You really sing this for sure? But Ricky Bradford did a fantastic arrangement
Ricky
to
is
it.
It.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And
one of the things I think about Smokey's, political satire and political double entendre is this, that I think you've mastered the art. Perhaps you've, because of your grasp of the English language, to drop it in a line and not go back to it and drop it in another line.
Portrait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As well as looking at you right now, Portrait of Barbados Alive. Mm-hmm.
Portrait is the one I got in Triple Entendre.
Triple Entendre. Triple, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Triple Entendre.
People, there had a whole lot of people that never got Portrait until way after Kropovina.
Well, that's sometimes how long it takes for the line to land on you.
Good evening. Very serious song, so listen. In your dictionary, character describes a person or place. Go deeper in your query. It applies to country or race. Now, a trait is a part of your character. I'd work a trait be once more like a crown. But it hardly working as I paint my picture. Where we falling down, I portrait up. Where we going wrong, you see. Jealousy and envy inspired hate. Sing!
It's a portrait.
For a country that punches above its weight. Let me hear you, man.
It's a portrait.
You're meeting at 6, we arrive at 8.
It's a portrait.
And don't even say sorry to be late.
It's a portrait.
A portrait is just one of those you might pick up before you pick anything else.
Calypsonians, chances of protests were slim. But when my idol fell out and I skipped the props could fit, I tell my other buddy, this is it. But now a year has come and gone by. No kites or fraternity for the eye. Whatever they're selling, I would never buy. And here's why. I'm making myself abundantly clear. Down there,
I'll let the LCF this year.
Last year's finalist was foul. Now I'm being fair.
I'll let the LCF this year.
LCF could use me like they does use Sinclair.
I'll let the LCF this year.
All I can give Calypsonians is reprimand. The only grip in that car is no bus stand. And with the price of gas, it's cheaper to pay a bus fare. How can we get them fellas to read?
Smokey Burke with the NCF that year. And I don't know, maybe if he was in fine form the year that everybody said he had a good chance of walking off with something.
You mean last year?
Last year, yes. Then things were not meant to be.
I can tell the truth now.
Mm-hmm. I hope you were telling me all the time.
All the years that I've competed. Mm-hmm. See, last year? Mm-hmm. Last year, I was sure
that you were going through.
That I was
going
to win. Not going through. That I was
going to
win.
To the top.
Yeah. Listen, I had a
conversation with Busser.
And with the money gone.
Yeah.
You see, with the money gone, the props alone would have
done. Would have killed them?
Yeah. But it wasn't to be. Before you go to the caller, I just want to acknowledge some people.
Yeah.
I have a cousin who lives in Dominica. She listens carefully throughout.
Yeah.
Okay. Crop over.
All right.
So hi, Angela, and your husband, Wilf. And I also want to say hi to Yvette and Lisa, Rayside girls, who follow me around.
Am I calling girl names, boy? Yeah.
You know the ladies. I always was a ladies.
I know that.
For a time, I was an athlete at Harrison College. Girls.
See the background coming out? No. You see the coach set up? You didn't know you used to run. So you feel he just used to round down women without being in shape? Oh, sorry.
Listen, boy. You didn't know? National athlete, buddy.
All right. You're learning things this afternoon. Things come out.
But you want to hear something? At 15, I was bad. At 16, I couldn't come fourth in a race. And you know what happened? I was Frank Blackman. And within a year.
I could tell you why. That's why they geld horses.
Oh. So. I ran against people like Don Quarry.
Yeah, you know Don Quarry is, right, coach? Okay, good.
Not I placed.
But you ran against him, right? That's then called a line.
Listen, in 1965, Jamaica Schoolboys came ran Kensington. That man was 20 years ahead of us then. And they still are. Anyhow, go ahead. You got somebody.
Fireworks, good afternoon.
Hello, hi. Good afternoon, Dennis.
Good afternoon.
This is Wesley.
Good afternoon to my good friend Smokey.
How you doing, buddy?
I hear good.
How is St. Thomas?
Pardon me?
How is St. Thomas?
Since the last time you went here in 1981, it's still good.
Go ahead.
You caused trouble enough that night.
You're wicked, though.
Pardon me?
You're wicked. Go ahead, man.
No, I am wicked.
Just sitting back and listening to this.
Yes.
Smokey.
Pluggy there?
No, not yet.
You can get here yet?
He said he was here. He was going to be at 3:30, but I didn't see him yet.
When he reached out, I said, good evening.
Okay, right? I'll do that.
Now, on Smokey, let me say a little bit about Smokey, because I follow Smokey from, well, before he left for Canada, I did big on Smokey, and then when he come back here, I sing with the House of Soca Tent, and sing a song called, The Tell He Come.
Correct.
Somebody, And somebody says they got Smokey down here already. But in that song, Smokey said, well, I'm the original.
Boy, you got memory of this world.
Oh, I take my collect so serious.
Seriously.
Right? That night, he leave the House of Soca, because he did not do the second half of the show, to go to the Hilton to do a Back in Time.
Sure.
Reunion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Smokey, I can still remember he closed the door that night.
Well, I can't.
Anyhow, I want to say this. If there's one Calistonian that I find myself defending every year, well, it don't happen now. I must tell you, it don't happen now. And what you said about you and the people accepting you and all that is quite true. But I think you of yourself put that to rest. You see, when you do that tune, this Plantation Linger On, people begin to take you seriously as a Calistonian. And people stop looking at you and start to do what exactly an artist wants them to do, judge my work. Mm-hmm. And from the time you let go of that song, Plantation Linger On.
Plantation Linger On.
Yes. You has arrived in some people's minds.
Minds. Yeah.
And they don't really, I tell them, listen, just if you can't take on his persona, just close the eyes when the man doing his work. And you will hear the message. You actually conceptualize the song. Apart from that, I still believe, and you know my favorite song that you put down.
Why
you sing Calypso?
Why you sing Calypso?
Yeah. You talked last year about Busta Get Down and all that. Mm-hmm. But I think that year, you give Kid Stike a run for your money. I don't know what happened on Finals Night, and I don't want to think because that Finals Night, Kid Stike won.
Yeah.
But you gave a good account to yourself. And you are one of the shareholders, buddy. They can't discount you. But what I vexed with you about, Smokey, I believe that now, and let me just put this here to you. I believe that I will see you on the stage and not too long. You understand? In the near future, I believe that I will see you on stage because I'm watching your progress and I know that you're making great strides.
Well,
however,
God willing, I'll be there next year.
I believe,
Dio Valente.
Mm-hmm. I believe that where you disappoint me this year, somebody should be out there doing your work.
Well,
don't tell me that you haven't got work put down somewhere.
Let me explain quickly.
I want God, that's all.
Let me explain quickly.
Yes.
Nobody asked. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I usually write with my guitar.
Right.
And my left hand is not functioning.
Yeah.
So it's going to take me a while before my left hand can get back there. So I got a song in my mind called A Simple Calypso, where a girl says to me one morning out by the garrison that she's following me, but a lot of my lyrics go over her head, and she wants me to sing a simple calypso so she can understand what he's singing. They got a line that says, Smokey, don't go over my head, you see? Everybody in Barbados did not go to 8C. That's why he wants you to sing.
Smokey?
A simple calypso for me.
Smokey?
Yeah.
I want to tell you, though, I want to tell you as a man that follow your work and believe in your creativity, right?
Yeah.
I want you to keep on doing what you're doing, the style you're writing, because I noticed that you don't rhyme. You're not wanting to rhyme.
Why are you getting like this?
I ain't stopping, Wesley.
And for that lady, right? People that understand calypso, you don't go over the head. You will never get over Dennis Johnson's head.
Can't, boy. You cannot. You're too big.
When y'all are talking about Trinidad Rio, right?
Right.
He is one of the finest calypsonians in Trinidad. But you know what he called himself? He's singing for free champion. whenever the people in Trinidad want you to sing for free, there's only at that time does
just call him.
But yeah. I like his unique hop or his unique jump. How he hop around.
Yeah. He's special. He's special.
There is another fella that I'm really, really, really sweet and high on.
Mm-hmm.
A fella called Mr. Chuck.
Mr.
Chuck. Jack.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he tells Short Desk, Crow, and Aloes, that them is Calypso dinosaurs, that they got the blueprint, and he come to destroy the blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hope that you fellas will go on YouTube and follow Mr. Shark.
I
mean, the man is brilliant. But Barbados now. Let me get back to Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
Smokes,
uh-huh.
I know that you is one of my after 10th lineman pads, and I enjoy having you around, especially when the tent done, because you are something else. You could tell a lie where there's no lie. you could make somebody laugh where there's no joke. So I want to wish you well. I want to see you back on stage in the near future.
You want to hear something? Thank you very much, Wesley. You want to hear something? If I could choose my career entertainment, I wouldn't even sing. I would love to be a comedian.
A liar. You would like to be a liar.
Or you could call it what you want. But I like to tell a joke, right? And see grown people dump on the ground rolling up. That gives me greater pleasure than singing. I like to see big people. You know, sorry, I once did a thing at community college with students, and I was trying to explain the language again. And they said, you notice, especially in cricket, that you hear somebody say, well, we didn't, this happened and that happened, but, you know, I learned from it and I put my best foot forward. And tell you cannot put your best foot forward because you only got two feet. The only way you can put your best foot forward is if your nickname is Tripod. And Roger Good is Smokey.
Dennis?
Yes, sir.
If you hang up with Smokey,
uh-huh,
and Colin Spencer,
mm-hmm,
after hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mark Collins is going to sleep.
You're going home.
Well, you know, one of the things about, and Wesley, thanks for joining us, is, and your boy Sluggy walked in while you were talking. That's why I looked at him and he didn't understand why, because Wesley called you out. He wanted to know you and he shouted you out. So good afternoon.
I hear.
Wesley, one of the things about linemen with Calypsonians or creative people is that their banter tends to rub off. And
true.
Even if you don't have a sense of humor, you develop one.
You know why? I worked it out.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to work out things.
Sorry.
When you start in entertainment,
mm-hmm,
you can go and sing on the biggest show.
Right.
You don't get paid. Or you don't get paid what you're supposed
to. You
think
you're right.
And the only way is to maintain your sanity.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
mm-hmm,
is that word talking, that vision word,
right,
talking.
Mm.
You're walking home from St. James,
mm-hmm,
to Brother Hill. Mm-hmm. The only way to get our walk done
is talking
all the way home. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And you develop a sense of humor. I remember one time we sang in St. Andrew. The man had a show carried to St. John.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we move friendship on the back of the truck. Carry the friends to St. James.
Mm-hmm.
9 of us. And then drop us off in Boxers Road.
Right.
And threw 11 cents to be divided by 9 people. Uncle Fluke was sitting down with a piece of sharp paper and a pencil, dividing 11 by 9.
Yeah. Who divided Uncle Fluke?
Yeah. So you want to tell me that after all of that, nearly 5 o'clock in the morning, that you got to have a sense of humor?
Let me tell you.
Or you'll kill somebody.
Suddenly no one was going with the wind.
That's one of my favorites from Smokey. I think the top of my list of favorites from Smokey, because the amount of lines in that song, right, that just tear my head.
Yeah.
No, there's nobody ain't going with Owen these days. It's only Boss Lady Cock that crowing. I went under the table for that line. And then when my man come back, and you know you were talking about things you could only rhyme, you know, and you're talking about Trinidad Furniture. Man say, kid side win three, no four cars, and still walking every way. And my party in power, they say, get where and say to rhyme in standard English. Can't. You can't do it.
Yeah, it's
only in Kaiso.
Yeah, I mean, but in Kaiso, the dog, everything, the authentic meaning of double entendre. Right, the French, I met French people that say that we corrupt the true meaning and the true expression.
We just corrupt everything.
Yeah, I've met French people that say that.
We are the corruptors. That's what we do. We did it to confuse.
We didn't. We just adapt it for our culture. No, we ain't corrupt anything.
We corrupted it to get them fooled.
Well, that's a good angle.
I want to recite something. I know if you got the song here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Julie come from St. Lucia. Box of fruit in she hand to brighten she future. Mm. Well, that was the plan. Oh, Lord. It go, you know what I mean, though? Mangalong?
Mangalong, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mangalong, yeah. Mangalong.
A loss.
Don't worry, it in here.
Listen, Dennis.
I can bring out the mango. Yes, sir.
I don't know if I ever told this story about Smokey. The first time Smokey where it shocked me. In 2011,
mm-hmm.
Coach. And by the way, good evening to my coach. You know, teach me at St. Leonard's. I still look as young as me, so blessings. Good to see you, buddy.
You look well for Truman.
Yeah. He taught me. So, coach, we was at
where he was?
Barbados Community College. This is our final year.
Mm-hmm.
So, Roger Gittings was the maestro again. Speaking about one of his friends, then this person that went to school at Harrison's, you know, same school Roger went to school to. And speaking about this lecturer that's coming in, and when he did the common entrance, he was in the top 10, and all this thing Roger's speaking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Smokey was at the front of the class. So you know, Sluggy, you know me, I retarded. So he holler you. Suppose he saying all this thing, me, Smokey. Smokey turned around the class, no. Me and a partner, my name, Darren Oliveira, who's here now. He's from St. Vincent. I told you about Dennis. He's mm-hmm. from St. Vincent. Brilliant student, musician named St. Vincent. Anyhow, mm-hmm. when Smokey around, said good. Smokey word around, said good evening. I was a lecturer for the class. They saw I see with a book, no pen, no paper. He giving a lecture at BCCOT head. And when he start and explain different writing processes and how you write, you know, you use things like sensory writing, use your senses, mm-hmm. use things like destination mm-hmm. writing. Mm-hmm. And destination is just going to a mm-hmm. place. It could be figuratively, you know, it could be.
That's correct.
Like, and then he showed me how to use double and like triple entendre. Mm-hmm. So like, and he broke it down, make it simple. Like, for example, two words like moving pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right, that got three different meanings. You know what I mean? We moving pictures, you know, the pictures moving, or the pictures are really moving. Like, make you feel sad or happy.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
You saying like, moving in different.
Yeah, you understand. Like, really explain like Smokey Bird. Call your cousin the Smokey singing and talking beer drunk backstage.
And that means you talk beer drunk because you're not sensible.
Let me tell you, it don't mean that at all.
Oh well, that's what I was about to tell you. The only way you could talk foolishness.
If you think so, let me tell you, boy. This man
the
was
the only time you could talk foolishness is if you know what sensible
man
was is. Brilliant.
This man taught me songwriting and such a simple sense and every sense.
I hope
from
you put it to good use.
Of course.
Okay, you must always be as good as your teacher lets you be, right?
Well, lady that says. Good, but
happy to hear Smokey still with you. Sang at our wedding 20 years ago. Lovely ballad, I owe you. Boy, they just date you 20 years ago. Sing at the lady wedding. She still remember you.
Still married though? Still married?
You asking kind of questions I can't answer. Right? Fireworks of 2019 and comes to you in association with West Indian Waterproofing, Armstrong Agencies and Coscap. Smokey's in the house. And Sluggy has joined the team. Coach Ricky Carter sitting quietly by. He is the, I guess we could call him the adjudicator or the tabulator.
Yeah.
One of the two is quietly sitting by. The arbiter, yeah. Smokey, I played a piece of Mango Long before we went to the news break.
Yeah.
And I reached for Mango Long on purpose because one of the things I said when we started talking about double entendre is that one of the things that was, I think, for me, unique about Smokey Burt was that Smokey had songs that passed the censors, but the audience ragged the censors up for passing it. So they'd call and say, why y'all playing that foolishness on the radio? Smokey singing beer smut, and y'all playing it all the time. And this time we only play it once, you know. So, Smokes, the walking the line and offending the censors, but pleasing the crowd, or
vice versa.
Or vice versa.
Vice.
Man, you see, you just pick up these little nuances, man. You know?
Yes.
You don't let nothing slip at all, you know. Do you ever win in those cases?
Yes. Let me tell you. The thing that surprised me that got played on air, I'm not sure if it was played here, but it was played at the other station, which was most shocking,
mm-hmm.
was Put It In Drum.
Right.
I couldn't believe that we're playing it.
But you like didn't sing it to be played?
Like I said, no, but I know that certain songs...
Don't get past.
When you get banned, and word get out that certain people has come...
To hear the banned song.
I had a song, though, that got banned about Desmond Haynes, right? When the passed him over for captaincy and so on.
Mm-hmm.
It got banned because it says...
Of calling people's names.
Sub judice.
Right, yes.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
People came to the thing.
To hear the song.
To hear the song. And people were disappointed. Why are not that I want banning for?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But it started out... I don't know if they all have it in system. It starts out as a it starts like a classic.
Mm-hmm.
And I say he's a classic opening batsman. And then the guys are ready to start, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's one I get that.
They got pushed aside because of well
yeah.
Legal matters.
It isn't subjudicated anymore.
No, that's the other thing. Unbanning a song, because Boots was banned. One Day Coming Soon was banned. Cadavers was banned. It came back.
Right.
We banned all chicken songs because of a Pekong line by Classic in the song that had nothing to do with chicken. It was called Tit for Tat.
Mm,
and yeah, the original recording of Tit for Tat didn't have the line to get Classic and this station and other people in trouble. But I don't think we even have a recording of Tit for Tat anyway. I can't find it. Not in our system. So I guess that was got pushed aside too.
But
the original recording didn't have anything about the Pekong line.
He get away with some things too, though, you know.
Oh, Classic get away with most things. No, hold on. The question is, what do you mean by get away? Because I've said on this program on more than one occasion, when Classic was here, that he's the Calypsonian that gets sued the most. Because he had a song called I Wasn't There. And we get sued for that.
Really?
Oh, you didn't know.
I wasn't here then.
I know you weren't here neither. I know.
Still living in Toronto.
He wasn't here neither. But yeah, and of course, Tit for Tat. But how do you unban a song? Because the entity that was supposedly being maligned in the song doesn't exist anymore.
Dead?
No, the business doesn't work anymore. The business doesn't exist anymore. So how do you unban a song? Because Pluck It got pulled.
Why?
Because it was about the banned song. No, I have never heard a song in Trinidad being banned because it's sub judice, my friend. Not only that, but in Trinidad people is called Calypsonians. Calypsonians is called politicians by name.
Yes.
In Antigua, too. As a matter of fact, a man saying, Mr. Bird, I coming down to talk to you about all the things that Lester's do.
Yeah,
and he was the king.
Yeah.
He was crowned the king.
Crow is called names.
All the time.
Yeah.
Listen, by the way, talking about double entendre, I mean, Watchman.
Watchman.
Drop a line one night that crippled me. Man say, and you see, you have to know, sometimes you have to know the politics of the country. Watchman had a song called the Mr. Pandey Want Glasses. Right? He said, Trinidadians prefer a drunken man who know where he's going, no, than a sober fool who can't see. Right? And I depend. But then he said, if Ellis Clark was still the president, he would have handed Mr. Pandey some glasses over the fence. Now, if you don't know the politics of Trinidad, that would fly clean over your head. And that's why sometimes when people talk about parochial calypsos, I tell them, you got to understand what was happening when the song got sung. And that's why people would make noise. On banning a song, though, if the threat is no longer there, why ban it? One of the songs that I like a lot that got banned is Gabby's...
Why they coming, sir?
No.
Chicken and...
None of them. Gabby got a song, right? Okay? I'll tell you why I like this song. This song kind of grew on me. But what made me like the song is there was a girl who used to work with me at a certain bank that's very, you know, prim and proper and upright and that kind of thing. And this song was playing on a truck on Spring Garden Highway. And that girl did some convulsions of the speaker that had my mind wondering, if it wasn't a speaker, what would have happened? The List.
Oh, yes.
You ever hang two empty cans from a string and swing it so?
Mm-hmm.
And watch what's happened to the lower can? Right. Let your mind work for it.
I like that. Name on a list.
Yeah, and the first name on the list was Dennis name on the list, and the next one was Trevor name on the list.
What is this, mister? What is this? That cutting like a razor blades.
This is the list of the fellas that got the AIDS.
You? The first time I heard that song, right? You would never believe this. I was living in Toronto, and in order to hear black music, I used to tune to a station from Buffalo called WBLK.
Mm-hmm. I should have sued. I would get money.
And they played that song. I said, how can we get this here?
Yep.
Calling names.
Yep.
Trevor name on the list. Yep. Carlton name on the list.
That's correct.
And the names you call it, I say, oh, shoot.
Anybody can hear Trevor.
But listen, and that's the point. Big names, popular names, and men say, he mean me.
Anybody can hear Trevor. Like, sometimes, Dennis, you know.
A gentleman here says, I know who you're talking about. I ain't call anybody
names. Yeah, no names. But you know, like, double entendre is so funny, especially in comedy. Because, you know, a comedy or a barbarous too, because Trinidad is a little more direct, but barbarous have to lose a lot of, innuendo.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the word, you've got a lot hidden. You got to be able to hide it in Barbados. Really clever.
Mm-hmm.
But Senator would see things in newspaper, Dennis, and headlines that would crap me up. Like, anybody reading this? I'm really reading this. Like, newspaper got study on obesity calls for a larger group.
Study?
Yeah, study on obesity calls for a larger group. And I would see something like that. Like, you, I can't write that like that. A lot of people see it, like, and then children make nice snacks. And then,
listen to this. I used to teach vocal music at primary schools for a while through the NCF, right?
Mm.
And there was a certain, I didn't call the school name. There was a certain school I was at, and the NCF decided they should send this guy Bullen, Ronald Bullen.
Ronald.
Just warm up the kids first and teach them how to pronounce words properly when you're singing before I actually do the class.
Mm-hmm.
So the very first day, we went to the school in St. George.
Right.
Gone upstairs, and I waved at a teacher. Good day, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, I know that man. I said, well, come, let me go back in and say hi.
Mm-hmm.
So we went in the class, you know, all children stand up.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, kids. That's right, sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And without thinking, I said, Mr. Bullen, meet Mr. Wickham. Listen. Listen, the principal had to come from downstairs.
Well, I was about to tell you that I'll take you outside.
Listen, the children, not me, the children went nuts.
You know, in primary school, that is.
It's you that were the high carry. Yeah.
Listen.
Because you incite rebellion.
In class, high-fiving one another. When I was little at school, you would have had a laugh at that after school.
Mr. Bully.
Mr. Bully.
Dead. Listen. Dead. Dead. You. Listen. You see, and look, you see, and this is why, again, going back to why you talk about learning how to appreciate the culture of various places and how they say things and the way they use it. There are islands in the Caribbean that if you say certain things, you could get away with it. And if you say it in certain other places, you can't get away with it.
Right.
I think it was one of the Trinidadian Calypsonians who had this song, Telco Poops, Telco Poops, Telco All Your Water Poops. No, you can't sing that in Barbados.
No.
Because no matter how you try to put that, it ain't going, you know, the censors ain't going to let you fly with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about taking Kaiso to the world or taking, you know, the craft to the world or getting other writers to write for you, you got to be able to understand what could go and what can't go depending on where you are.
Yeah.
And to come back to the discussion we are having, I hope this is the caller that said they were holding on and call back. No, okay, they decided to drop. When you have to do your craft to an audience that perhaps don't pick up the lines, you slow down, you change your tempo. What do you do? Because these days with all these Caribbean contests and, you know, where people are giving away $100,000, $200,000, $1 million prize the other day, and we send on Bajan artists, you expected them to win? I just asking. Fireworks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dennis. How are you doing?
Well, good afternoon, sir. I think I recognize this voice, Mr. Burke. I think you're speaking to a former chairman, former CEO. Good afternoon, sir. I know you're letting go.
Smokey,
yes,
what's happening?
I good. He's looking right. Good, too.
Before I forget, Smokey, hold on. Someday I got some news for you very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but Dennis, I really was intrigued when y'all started talking about
Zandali,
entendre,
mm-hmm.
Triple entendre, and then included Zandali.
Mm-hmm.
No, Zandali was direct.
I couldn't see the relationship between double entendre and Zandali at all.
No. I was trying to explain that Zandali, you know, is not double entendre, but he was very direct.
Correct.
Right. The closest that he had to double entendre was Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Well,
yeah.
Iron Man.
There was another man called Black Prince.
I was just about to tell you about Black Prince.
I have a question for you, though. If these songs were so bad and banned, how y'all fellas hear these songs? Where y'all were?
I mean, I got video recordings of them. You see, Black?
Listen.
Yes, sir.
There's a recording on YouTube with Blakey, Black Prince, and
Zali.
Right? I think
rated triple X?
near there. And the backup singers included David Rudder.
David Rudder, yeah. Gypsy, and the guy that died, I can't remember his name.
Gypsy, yeah. David Rudder and Gypsy, and I can't remember the other guy's name, though. But
two of you.
I really enjoyed that, but my problem is I used to have time rolling off standards to play. And my children complained to my wife and said I was playing a lot of worthless music.
Right. Hope they knew it was worthless.
Well, it is.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
That is interesting. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
No, because.
But let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Black Prince had one, To Kill a Cat.
Yes.
That is the song I want to bring up. To Kill a Cat has always been my desire. Listen, that song inspired my song, Catastrophe.
Yes. You see how one set of vulgar lyrics. I'm sorry. Sets the vulgar mind. Now that I have you two gentlemen here, with your knowledge and your interest and involvement in the art form, let me ask you this. Are there certain words that you could put in anything but a kaiso? No, you could put it, you could put, is there a word that you could put in a love song? You know, you could put in an R&B song, in a hip hop song, that you can't put in the Kaiso.
No, any could
fit. Right.
Anything.
And yes.
But then I would like to go.
It depends on context.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
And say that, and I might get criticized for this. Mm-hmm. Trinidadians, the way they speak, the dialect, was tailor made for Calypso. Or
vice versa.
I think it's the other way around.
Vice versa. Right. But there are some words that Trinidadians use that we try to use.
And they don't work.
In a clever way. But it doesn't work. In Barbados, there's only one name for a cat.
That is cat.
No.
Exactly. But in Trinidad,
there are about five.
Cat is a cat, or a cat is the other word.
Well,
listen.
Remember Lord Kitchener?
Yep.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Right?
My person.
Yeah.
My person.
Yeah. And Sparrow.
So he cleaned it up.
Mm-hmm.
But you, Sparrow has...
Sell the thing and bring all the cash.
Right. Mm-hmm. Not only that, he has a lot of songs about that.
That animal. But here's the other thing about it. Sparrow had a knack of doing something that I've heard few calypsonians get away with.
I know.
Sparrow sometimes would start a calypso in one place, and then somewhere in a verse
carry
completely. I mean, for example, when it boiled it better. The man said the woman shaved her head for carnival. Her head.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you get down to she dancing in a sexy bikini.
And your
mind shift already from her head.
Right. When it got to the chorus now, it left you wondering. Well,
precisely, because by the time you say when it balled it better, you ain't thinking that she shaved her head again at all. And exactly. You got 3 men in here with their head half shaved.
Because he introduced the bikini.
That's correct. And your mind moves from her head. And he does that in Calypso all the time.
Sparrow,
but you know what? Sparrow was blameless. It is we with our nasty minds, okay?
I know that. Exactly. I know that. Sparrow, I know that,
had a song.
I know that, sir.
My mommy tell me don't drive with no stranger in a motor car.
In a motor car.
Yeah, in a motor car.
And a danger, he may drive too far.
All right. And you see how he shift, right?
Yes.
Smooth, and he shift and gone. And you gone where he is.
Never me again, Gemma, to take you any place. Your behavior in Arima was a shocking disgrace. I mean to say, you spoiled the people fat. Raining, falling, everybody soaking wet. You know how shame I feel? You could have done that before you went on the Ferris wheel.
Dennis, another guy who is like Zandali too is Brown Boy. Brown Boy don't hit you with two blunt arms right here.
He just hit you with a punch. But I want to know how all you upstanding gentlemen, you know, pillars of society, know all these worthless songs.
They're not worthless songs, there's art.
They're in art. Okay.
In my day, Congoman was banned, right?
Yes, it was.
But I knew every word. And I do not remember the first place I heard Congoman.
The other thing.
Never heard it on radio.
No,
I
you
never
didn't.
Heard it on radio.
No, you didn't.
I heard it at home.
It's only now.
I know that. I heard it on Blopunk at home.
Blopunk.
Two white you women were, deep in the heart of Africa.
Huh?
Smokey, you were tuned in to 6:10 a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, me had a hear Andy. Andy K, is he a debut? Oh, is she making her debut?
Her debut.
Hey, Andy K, Uncle Bob.
I think we're dating ourselves now, though.
No, that's all right.
Living still.
The other thing though is how the music moved up and down the Caribbean then. As opposed to the struggle we have now to try to get the music from one place to the other.
From
even though we have all kind of YouTube and, you know, all these jets that are flying here and there and men going all over the place. But to move the music in the world days, WIRL days, a song would get released in New York this week in R&B or soul. Next week, it reggaeized in Jamaica. And the week after that, it's spooged in Barbados.
In Barbados.
And the week after that, it's selling in a record shop in Grenada and Trinidad and St. Vincent, all up and down the islands. And it's sell out, and it's sell out by the weekend.
Gentlemen, I have to go now, but I want to leave you with something. Have you ever heard of a Guyanese calypsonian called Canary?
Yes.
Canary, yes.
You know his big song was Dr. Beckles.
That's so much song.
And Smokey would know it.
Dennis, could you play Dr. Beckles for us, please?
You want to get the station banned? No problem, sir. If I
you can play on our cell phones for you.
You fellas too wicked. Sir, I thank you for joining us. It is always a pleasure hearing you. It's 2 minutes after 5 o'clock for those in the room who never heard it. And this is Canary. Okay, and fireworks of 2019. Smokey is in the house, and he gets, well, the close to last word, because, you know, I got to let him go home and get some. You tell me he could stay here till 9 o'clock tonight, but you know, if we do that, Sluggy and I can have to have the rewind remix edition that we promised somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
Smokers!
Well,
the cat song that you that was inspired.
Let me tell you quick. I was working with, in those days, I was working with Ricky Braffitt. We were in Ricky's studio about 2 o'clock in the morning. I finished my two songs for that year.
Mm-hmm.
He said to me, Smokey, listen to these two songs, because when I turn off this computer, we're done to next year. I said, Ricky, I'm comfortable with the songs. He said, Smokey, listen back, because when I turn off this computer, we're done. So we listen back. I said, good. I take up my guitar now. One thing about Ricky, he used to let me play guitar on my own songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and take up the guitar now. He's turning off the computer. But I can't put on the guitar, so I always start playing something.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. She want me to kill the cat. I never see a cat. Yellow was there now. I said, that song I wrote about 3 years ago, but I never. He says, a complete song? I said, yeah. He said, play that, that's the chorus. I said, he said, play that chorus again. Thing was big like a market rat. She wanted me to kill the cat. I never see a cat so far. My mom just like, click, 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 click. I start turning on. How are you doing? He said, what did he say again? Drop. That's the song. Let it go.
If I drop,
so that's it.
I left that watch show at 6 o'clock in the morning. He tell me when you come back here tonight.
It finished?
All you got is sing. Do you see the song here? The poor lady that died, she dancer.
Rochelle Springer?
Yes. They said she was commenting on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, this has to be the greatest song for this year. As I was singing it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said at one point, oh dear, he spotted, he got out the key. But what happened is, I changed the key. Vocally.
All right.
And the band,
didn't
catches up with me after. So she thought I had gone to the key till the band came back in. This was at semifinals in the gym. That woman said, this is song. Catastrophe. But I can call it what it should have
been called.
I call it cat astrophy. Play.
Astrophically speaking.
There you go.
you and this smut. Dr. Wyclef Braffitt encourage you to put this smut, this catastrophe on the radio, man.
Boy, listen.
Yes, sir.
That was
the arrangement suite, though.
What?
The arrangement suite. Ricky, what? Ricky is a, anyway, Ricky was at one point the musical director of Starcom Network Incorporated. I almost gave my heart attack one day. Because he used to sit down and do my playlist for me on 104 and thing. And so he gave me the playlist. I walked into 104. He was monitoring in his office, which is right across from the cooler there. So right next to the cooler. And I went on air and I said, good afternoon. This afternoon, before I go into my playlist, I'm going to do something very special this afternoon. I'm going to do a segment called We Bandit. I might put on the beginning of Pluck It. Ricky fly out of the office, pull up the door. What happened to you? Go crazy. I say, only playing the instrumental, Ricky. Only playing the instrumental. I get a long letter, though. get a nice long letter warning me to, you know, stick to my playlist. And
take. You don't play any words?
You think I'm crazy? I only play the instrumental intro. I ain't even go to the vocal part of the thing yet.
You can ban music only?
No, but the problem is I broke the rule. The man tell me stick to my playlist and I went to do what I wanted to do.
You're the rebel.
From long. You know how many people I fool, lie nice and decent and straight?
So you're a trickster?
I would admit that in public. You ever hear about a fella called Gearbox?
Yes.
You ever hear the story behind Gearbox?
A few times on here.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a story about Gearbox. One of the geniuses of radio, a fella by the name of Julian Rogers,
yeah,
had a show one Christmas called The Forgotten Ones at Christmas Time, where he went around interviewing street characters and vagrants and other people and interview Gearbox. Now, if you're a man went to interview Gearbox, would you put it on radio? Knowing Gearbox?
No.
Exactly.
No, without listening first.
Well, here's the thing.
Editing.
Well, let me tell you this. Julian Rogers had an interview with Gearbox. I keep trying to find it in the archives. I don't know where it disappeared to.
You sure it's Julian or not?
No, it was Julian. Okay. It was Julian.
I know Elombe got one.
Man answered questions in English that would make you sound off badly. Subject, verb, nuance aligned. So Julian asked him, well, if, you know, his name was Stanley, he worked with the transport board. Mm-hmm. So, he said, so what's this thing you'll be carrying on with? He said, if I wanted to cuss, and he called the prime minister of that time by name, and I say something about him, they will lock me up. So when I want to cuss, he has to go, ah! Mm-hmm. That sounds like a madman to you?
What is a mad?
Gearbox is mad.
No?
Boss man?
Gearbox is mad. There ain't no question.
Okay. All right.
Well, right. Well, you could call it different. I can agree. But don't think because you're the mad person that you can't got those moments.
Anybody who could reason like that, boss man, can't be all mad.
Don't, Dennis boy. Like,
they can't be all. You notice I said all, right?
Oh, right. Correct. Gearbox, nah, he didn't all mad. Gearbox ain't all mad. But for sure, Gearbox is different. Like,
crazy
said,
mad?
Huh?
Crazy mad?
Crazy different.
Oh, crazy different.
Very.
Peter Miller say hello, Smokey.
Yes, sir.
Crazy real sharp though, crazy sharp.
On the I asked Crazy one day, so tell me something, you really crazy? You know what his answer was? You think it easy to play crazy?
Exactly. Listen, you see that song he had? Paul, your mother come?
Paul, that's one song I was vexed with him, but I never played that.
You know why? You know what was the original title?
Hall.
Yeah.
You can't play that. Yeah, I know.
Hall.
Yeah.
I listen to that song.
Yeah.
Crazy have some songs that I just won't play. Paul. I won't play One Foot Cock either.
Because
I won't play it. It didn't have anything to do with anybody else. There's some things I won't play.
No, you understand, but what, you won't play One Foot Cock?
I won't play it.
Just so if you're playing it.
My call.
And Paul?
Neither.
Oh, too vulgar?
No, my call.
You gotta be a reason.
No.
You can't, I'm not accepting that from you, Mr. Dennis Johnson. I'm here to learn.
No, look, listen.
And I'm here to hear how you
no,
sing.
No. You can't, that's the problem. I can't tell you what I think.
So you're the madman too?
If I tell you what I think, I will get banned from radio.
You should be banned though. You should be banned, but not from radio.
You ever hear about an old mass band?
The old mass?
Mm-hmm. Old mass in Trinidad. Old mass band.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Omar's band is?
Tell me.
Where you create characters and you...
Yes.
Portray, right. So one year, we had there was a band called Confusion in Names. Black people named white people named green, and so on and so on and so on. So Lord the fellas... Huh?
Is Lord Brennan at the same song?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And it was from Brennan's song.
Mm-hmm.
So the next year, I tell the fellas, this year we're going to do the Bullen family.
I'd be trying.
You understand? I'd be trying why I tell you.
Scientists, when you go off, right? I'd be trying not to engage you. It's like, you know.
No, understand why.
I'd be trying to engage you. Just as
you understand why
coach,
I tell you.
You
understand? You understand why I tell you they ban me?
It's like, you know.
They tell me I have a mind that's just going
like
the wrong way.
Band? Yes, then they say no.
So they just ban me.
They ban me. And you go along the Bullen family.
And they banned me.
You want?
I didn't bring up anything.
So you don't think
because
that's justifiable?
Because the fellow who was the designer of the band was upset.
So that was the last name of people?
Well, who else going to be?
So that was their last name? The band, the people that was in the band, was no, that their
no,
last
no.
name?
No, his name was Ross. And he was trying to figure out what character
what was
we
his
were
last
giving.
Name?
His name was Ross. His last name was Ross.
So how you come up with a different last name?
Well, I can tell you when I turn off the mic.